And good morning. Welcome to St. James. It's great to see a lot of you here today in the church. It's wonderful that many of you are still joining us on Zoom from all over the United States. Many of you, of course, from Chicago. And it's wonderful that we're all able to join together in some virtual way this morning. Today is the 14th Sunday in Ordinary Time. We are actually experimenting with our Zoom audio feed today, so feel free to email me any comments you have during the week. We'd be happy to entertain making any fine adjustments if we can do that. We'd like to remind everyone that we will be muting all the participants. I think we've done that now. And at the end of the Mass, any of the Zoom participants, that will be unmuted for you to resume discussions for a while. We will begin today's celebration with the King of Glory. Also, you will not see any lyrics put up on the screen today because we're trying to streamline everything, at least at the beginning here. So ultimately, we may be putting some shared things back on the screen, but today you won't see any of that, and I don't want you to worry about it. Please rise.
The nation rejoices. Open the gates before him. Lift up your voices. Who is the King of Glory? How shall we call him? He is Emmanuel, the promised of ages. The King of Glory comes. The nation rejoices. Open the gates before him. Lift up your voices. In all of Galilee,
the grace of our Lord Jesus and the love of God, communion in the Holy Spirit be with you. How's this for strange, right? Now we're here and now we're there. This is like bilocation, as we call it in the olden days, right? We're everywhere at once. What a great blessing that we can try to gather together. We're all socially distant. And I feel like I'm in a Western. Everyone's getting ready to rob the bank, you know, because you're all having your mask on, but it's a great thing that we can be in person, at least, and then we gradually will build up as we learn how to do this a little better. What a great opportunity then we have to remember ourselves as a people of God. Even though we can't sing, this is going to be a very un-St. James day, since we are a singing church, but we will hum along with our cantor, right? I'll give you some more instructions about receiving communion when the time comes, but for now, let's just put ourselves in the presence of God and ask the Lord to be with us. Lord Jesus, you raise us to new life. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you forgive our sins. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you feed us with your body and blood. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy, forgive our sin, bring us to everlasting life.
Glory, glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth
And let us pray that the Spirit of God will sustain us even in these strange days. Let us pray that Jesus, our elder brother, will join with us as we carry our load. Let us pray that God's blessing will sustain us this day and every day. God, in the abasement of your Son, you have raised up a fallen world. Fill your faithful with holy joy. For on those you have rescued from the slavery of sin, you have bestowed eternal gladness. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Zechariah. Thus says the Lord, "Rejoice heartily, O daughter Zion. Shout for joy, O daughter Jerusalem. See, your king shall come to you. A just Savior is he, meek and riding on an ass, on a colt, the foal of an ass. He shall banish the chariot from Ephraim and the horse from Jerusalem. The warrior's bow shall be banished, and he shall proclaim peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I will praise your name forever, my King and my God.
I will praise your name forever, my King and my God.
I will extol you, my God and my King. I will bless your name forever. Every day I will bless you, I'll praise your holy name.
I will praise your name forever, my King and my God. I will praise your name forever, my King and my God.
The Lord is gracious and merciful, all slow to anger and of great kindness.
I will bless you, Lord. I'll praise your holy name.
I will praise your name forever, my King and my God. I will praise your name forever, my King and my God.
All your works shall praise you, your saints shall bless you. My mouth shall speak your praise, I'll praise your holy name.
I will praise your name forever, my King and my God. I will praise your name forever, my King and my God.
To the Romans. Brothers and sisters, you are not in the flesh. On the contrary, you are in the Spirit. If only the Spirit of God dwells in you. Whoever does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. If the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the one who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also through his Spirit that dwells in you. Consequently, brothers and sisters, we are not debtors to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
At that time, Jesus exclaimed, I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. For although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the little ones. Yes, Father, such is your gracious will. All things has been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father. No one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone whom the Father wishes to reveal him. Come to me, all of you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourself. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Jesus Christ.
Yoke. What is yoke? It's a device which was used for animals to share the burden of carrying a large weight. They all be yoked together and they would share that burden and work as a team. This also was used to train the new animals how to work as a team. They had time on with someone experienced and you learn the weight, the walk, the route, how to pull their share of the weight. But what does it mean to be yoked to Jesus? Is it to do his will? To walk with him? To care for humanity? Develop and maintain a prayer life? Stay in fellowship with the body of Christ? Help the disenfranchised? Be yoked with Jesus to grow in your faith? All of the above. Let me share with you a story about the faithful Christian. For years, she was praying about serving God. She knew that she was called. She see trouble all around her. The poor needed to be cared for. People crippled needed support and guidance. She wanted to teach the youth, so she prayed and discerned. But for about a year, she stood by the side of the bay because they were on one side of the river and she was on the other, and she couldn't get across. And she kept talking to God, because every morning she showed up there, and she can see the need across the river. You see the youth, see the people who are crippled, and she knows she needs to be there, but she can't get across. For a year, she stood there, wondering what to do. But one day, a gentleman came up to her. He said, I noticed you've been standing here for a year, looking on the other side. Do you want to get across? She said, yes. I have the gifts to help out, but I just can't get across. He said, I have a boat. God has blessed me with a boat. I know that I couldn't teach, but God gave me a tool to get ministers from one side of the river to the other. And that's what I've been doing. I've been seeing you for about a year. And all you have to do is get in the boat. She did get in the boat. She spent the rest of her life serving and caring for those in need across the river. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, God is faithful, and he will not let you be tested beyond your strength. God will not place things in your hands that you cannot handle. But sometimes we get stuck in overthinking things. Sometimes we get stuck in the prayer mode or discerning mode. We feel like we can't get where God wants us to be. But sometimes we have to realize that it's not a burden to carry. God's calling us to do something else. It's almost like giving advice to your kids. You can say what you want, and they will do what they want to do. But it's sometimes we need to let things go and handle what God placed before us. Be supportive. And also always trust in Jesus. He is our strength. God knows what we need to do. There are times we get so much time, we get caught in, which rightfully so, spend time trying to resist sin and temptation, which is true, but God calls us to live a life of faith and action, which means taking on his yoke to grow in faith. We need to keep in mind that Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's our advocate. He's faithful and true. He is the bread of life. In the midst of these trials and tribulations that we're going through today, change will always happen, but growth is optional. And we, as believers, yoked to Jesus, has to opt in. So we find yourself this week, you see a wrong that need to be righted, opt in. If you see someone needed aid, opt in. Be active in your faith. Get in the boat. Amen?
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things are made. For us, for our salvation, he came down from heaven. And by the Holy Spirit, was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried and rose again on the third day in accordance with the scripture. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophet. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sin. I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. There are so many needs in our world, in our hearts, in our families, in our lives. So let's turn to the Lord then and offer up our prayers and petitions.
For Christians around the world who are suffering from persecution, that they may be kept safe from harm, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That peace may be proclaimed in our country, both within and without, as we celebrate the anniversary of our independence this weekend. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the prosperity of our country may reach the poorest among us, so that the burden of poverty may be lightened for all. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those suffering from drug addiction, for their families and loved ones, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all of us, that we may come to the assistance of others in need, helping to make their yoke easy and their burden light. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who have gone before us in faith, especially for Shirley and Deborah Parker, whom this Mass is offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the prayers that we hold quietly in our hearts, for those named in a book of prayers, and for the needs of our parish and community, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Hear all these prayers, Heavenly Father. We make them in the holy name of Jesus, our Lord, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth, work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life. And by the mixing of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself and shares in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine, work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink. So let us pray that our sacrifice will be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father. For the praise and glory of God's name, our good, the good of all the holy. May this oblation dedicated to your name purify us, O Lord, and day by day bring our conduct closer to the life of heaven, through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just. It is our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Holy Father, Lord of heaven and earth, through Jesus. For by your word you created the world. You govern all things in harmony. You gave us that same word made flesh as mediator. He has spoken your words to us and calls us to follow him. He is the way that leads to you, the truth that sets us free, the life that fills us with gladness. Through your Son, you gather men and women whom you've made for the glory of your name into one family, redeemed by the blood of the cross and signed with the seal of the Spirit. Therefore, now and for ages unending, with all the saints, we proclaim your glory, and in joyful celebration, we acclaim. O God, you love the human race. You always walk with us on our journey of life. Blessed indeed is your Son, present in our midst, when we are gathered by his love, and when, as once for the disciples, so now for us, he opens the scriptures and breaks the bread. Therefore, Father most merciful, we ask you, send forth your Holy Spirit. Sanctify these gifts of bread and wine, and let them become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. On the day before he was to suffer, on the night of the Last Supper, he took bread and said a blessing. He broke the bread and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when the supper was ended, he took the chalice and gave you thanks. He gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again, until you come again.
Therefore, Holy Father, as we celebrate the memorial of Christ, your Son and our Savior, whom you led through his passion and death on the cross to the glory of the resurrection, and whom you have seated at your right hand, we proclaim the work of your love until he comes again, and we offer you the bread of life, the chalice of blessing. Look with favor on the oblation of your church, in which we show forth the paschal sacrifice of Christ that has been handed on to us, and grant that, by the power of the Spirit of your love, we may be counted now and until the day of eternity among the members of your Son, in whose body and blood we have communion. By our partaking of this mystery, Almighty Father, give us life through your Spirit. Grant that we may be conformed to the image of your Son. Confirm us in the bond of communion with Pope Francis, Cardinal Blaise, and your entire people. Grant that all the faithful of the Church, looking into the signs of the times by the light of faith, may constantly devote ourselves to the service of the gospel. Keep us attentive to the needs of all, that sharing their grief and pain, their joy and hope, we may faithfully bring the good news of salvation and go forward with them along the way of the kingdom. Remember our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the peace of Christ, and all the dead whose faith you alone have known. Admit them to rejoice in the light of your face, and in the resurrection, give them the fullness of life. And grant also to us, when our earthly pilgrimage is done, that we may come to that eternal dwelling place and live with you forever in communion with Mary, the Mother of God, and our Mother, her husband, Saint Joseph, Saint James, and all the saints. We shall praise and exalt you through your Son, Jesus, who gives us every good gift. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our day, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope, the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours. Lord Jesus, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sin, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant us peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. And may the peace of Jesus be with you always. And let us give each other the wave of peace. God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be. May the body and blood of Christ keep us safe for eternal life. Going to communion, we have to keep social distance, so our ushers will come to you one at a time and direct you to a spot where you can stand and then move up from the green points to the next green point. And then when you get to where we can see Hisela now, your hand will be sanitized. And then you can rub your hand at the next spot. You'll come to receive right in front of the altar. And then after you've received, then you will go over to that little spot marked M. And when you get to that point, you can take your mask down and consume the Holy Eucharist, put your mask back on, and then go back to your seat. And that's so that we can keep social distance the whole time. Okay? Amy, if you could come get me, it would help. Thank you.
Come with all your heart. Come.
Let us pray. Grant, O Lord, that having been replenished by such great gifts, we may gain the prize of salvation and never cease to praise you through Christ our Lord. So thanks to all of you who come and pray with us today. Thanks to the reopening team, which helped keep us organized. Thanks to Amy and Dan, who made this all technologically possible. This is always amazing to me. Please, as you leave, we want to keep social distancing so the ushers will come to get you so that we can keep a pace going out and keep our social distance even in leaving. And remember, if you want to come next week, you have to sign up again. We have to keep track of everyone who's here for contact tracing if that becomes necessary. So you have to sign up every week if you're coming.
Also, Zoom participants will be unmuted at the end, and they can continue commiserating.
And please check on the website. We're going to continue our conversations about race in America. We're going to have another conversation next week?
19th.
Okay, 2 weeks. So please, you can continue to sign up for that as well. So the Lord be with you. God's blessing upon us all, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us go in peace and live the gospel. Thanks be to God.